Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Bobby Abbott, please?
He's not here.
All right, ma'am, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone in Texas. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Just a few. Make it quick.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, and in which state do you currently live, Texas or other?
Texas.
All right, ma'am, and which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Okay, thank you. And okay, out of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get almost all the calls on regular home phone, some on cell phone and some on regular home phone, or almost all the calls on the cell phone?
All on cell phone.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, then, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1970.
70. Okay, thank you. And, okay, and then just what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is that Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic, or Latino,
black.
Asian or Pacific? Black, right?
No, Caucasian or white.
Okay, Caucasian. Okay, thank you. Remember, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
Would it be a 2-year college degree or a 4-year college bachelor's degree?
2 years college degree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about things, you know, nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove the job Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Disapprove.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
And would that be definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I would like to read you some names of different people, you know, active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether if you have heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Alejandro Mayorkas?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Vicente González?
I don't know that much about him.
Okay, so no opinion or never heard of him?
I think I've heard of him, but I don't know. I can't tell you what he stands for. I've heard the name, but I don't know who he is.
What about Myra Flores?
I would vote for her.
Very, very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
And Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, moving on. Which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Would that be education, inflation, cost of living, border security, abortion, national security and foreign affairs, healthcare, crime and public safety, fentanyl and drug addiction, taxes, jobs in the economy, or climate change?
I've got to pick one of those?
Yes, to be the one you know, most important to you.
The border.
Border security, okay. All right, ma'am, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested, and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in November's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices, from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
Trump. Okay. And next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
And would that be definitely Myra Flores or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, we almost finished with this survey. I'm only going to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. Okay, here's the first one. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to you?
Less likely.
And would that be somewhat less or much less likely?
Much less likely, because we don't have the money to be. I want our people to have everything, but that's
okay.
Why we got to close the border. You know, but we can't give away money we don't have. I don't want to pay more taxes for that.
Okay. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Would that be more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to you?
Definitely would never vote for anybody that's for that.
Okay. Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands of campaign contributions for some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, you know, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Would that make you more or less likely, or no difference?
I'm not voting for anybody that's already bought and paid for.
Okay, so much, would that be somewhat less or much less likely to vote?
Much less.
Okay, despite the crisis, you know, at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. More likely or less likely, or makes no difference?
Much less likely. I'm not for that.
All right, and the last one said, the American dream is, you know, slipping away from many families. But Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could, you know, lead to even higher prices. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
I'm not voting for any of that. I don't want to vote for
much,
that.
Much less likely, or just somewhat
less. Yeah, much less likely.
All right, ma'am, and now that you have, you have some more information, the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, for whom would you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Myra. Her name I knew what she stood for.
Okay, now I just have a few questions for statistical purpose only, okay, and we're done with the survey. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican. At this point,
and
I mean, that might change in four more years because they keep on changing everything they think.
Okay, and would you call yourself a strong Republican right now, or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
What? Liberal, moderate, conservative. On what did you say the last part?
On most issues. On most issues.
On most issues. I'm in the between moderate and conservative.
So that would be somewhat conservative, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Well-to-do.
Well-to-do, okay. All right, ma'am, and are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, a retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
I'm employed.
Employed. All right, and how many jobs do you currently have, one or two or more?
One.
Just one, okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden, the Republican, and then the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
Trump. Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time, and I really appreciate your time that you gave me for this survey. Okay. You have a great evening.
Well, you did a good job.
Okay. I try to do it fast because I told you it was kind of short, right?
Yeah, you did it good, and you did a good job. And I hope you get a bunch more nice people. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.